scariest thing that's happened to me over the duration of my being here was probably 5 years ago. It was a staff Christmas party. We weren't actually open for business. We all here played Pass the Trash and ate and for all the staff whatnot. Patty, who's my aunt and one of the owners here, used to live off of Grand, which is pretty close to here. And I didn't want to drive all the way home. I live about a half an hour south. So we all go back over to Patty's house, you know, continue with the party, mostly just the family and a couple of close friends. There's nowhere to sleep. It's 3 in the morning, can't find anywhere to sleep, not even the floor, just people are everywhere. So my girlfriend and I, having keys to the building, knew that no one was staying here, and decided to come back here, let ourselves in, and we're upstairs in the lavender suite. Now the lavender suite has 3 doors going back out to the hallway, one in the dining room, one in the bedroom, and one in the bathroom. So we're hanging out in there, and we're kind of rifling through the little snack basket, and I close and I lock the door, they're deadbolts, and Jen looks at me and she says, hey, that door's open. And the door is cracked open, just a few inches. And I said, no, I don't know. I thought I locked it. So I close it, and I lock it again. And a few minutes later, she looks at me again. She goes, I just watched you lock that door, and it's open again. And sure enough, the door is cracked open a few inches. So I go back over to it, and I close it, and I lock it. Now, there's snow on the ground. I live in Jefferson County. I really wasn't looking forward to driving home. So I didn't want to leave. But after the third time it happened, Jen insisted that we take off. So I said, okay, that's fine. We get our things together, and I walk over to the door. Now, this is the first door in the dining room, and I unlock it, turn the deadbolt to the unlock position, and I try to open it, and it's stuck closed. And so I start yanking on it, and it's starting to get a little nerve-wracking. The door just won't open. So I said, okay, don't panic. We'll go out the bathroom door. Now, the door in the middle is blocked by our armoire at this time, and so we just went straight for the bathroom door and unlock that door, try to open it, stuck, won't open. And I'm getting to the point where I'm thinking I might just start breaking doors. But I didn't want to do that. And so in the bathroom door, there's a window on top of it. It's like a 10-foot door. And so I'm thinking to myself, maybe if I hoist Jen on my shoulders and push her out that window, no, she'll wind up breaking her neck. That'll be a terrible idea. So I'm like, okay, we'll just move this armoire, and we'll go out the middle door. And so we come back through the bathroom, through the other room, and I'm getting ready to start moving this door, and I just see the look on Jen's face, and it's just gone white. And we look at the first door that we were trying to open, and it wasn't just open, it was open all the way to the back of the door jamb. Just wide open. Kind of like, there you go, now you can leave. And so we looked at each other, and we just both took off running. Ran all the way down the stairs, out the kitchen door, and got in the car, and went home. And we didn't really speak much of it on the way home, and the next day we got to talking about it. And yeah, that was kind of scary stuff. She never stayed here again.